Facebook targets insecure teens. Facebook is using sophisticated algorithms to identify and exploit Australians as young as 14 by allowing advertisers to target them at their most vulnerable, including when they feel worthless and insecure, secret internal documents reveal. A 23-page Facebook document seen by The Australian, marked confidential, internal only, and dated 2017, outlines how the social network can target moments when young people need a confidence boost in a pinpoint detail. By monitoring posts, pictures, interactions, and internet activity in real time, Facebook can work out when young people feel stressed, defeated, overwhelmed, anxious, nervous, stupid, silly, useless, and a failure. The document states, such information gathered through a system dubbed sentiment analysis could be used by advertisers to target young Facebook users when they are potentially more vulnerable. After being contacted by The Australian, Facebook issued an apology and said it had opened an investigation, admitting it was wrong to target young people in this way. We have opened an investigation to understand the process failure and to improve our oversight. We will undertake disciplinary and other processes as appropriate, a Facebook spokeswoman said in a statement sent to The Australian at the weekend. Rumors about Facebook advertising sale methods have been common in media circles for several years, but until now there has been no hard evidence nor any suggestion that they go to such considerable lengths to commercialize their youngest users. In a move that raises profound ethical questions about Facebook's use of covert surveillance, the document lays out how the world's biggest social network is gathering psychological insights on 6.4 million high schoolers, college students, and young Australians and New Zealanders in the workforce to sell targeted advertising. A presentation prepared for one of Australia's top four banks shows how the $415 billion U.S. advertising-driven giant has built a database of Facebook users in Australia that is made up of 1.9 million high schoolers with an average age of 16, 1.5 million university students averaging 21 years old, and 3 million young workers averaging 26 years old. Detailed information on mood shifts among young people is based on internal Facebook data, the document states, shareable under non-disclosure agreement only, and is not publicly available. The document was prepared by two of Facebook's top Australian executives, David Fernandez and Andy Sin, and includes information on when young people exhibit nervous excitement and emotions related to conquering fears. The tactics appear to breach the Australian Code for Advertising and Marketing Communications to Children guidelines, which seeks to maintain a high sense of social responsibility. The code defines a child as a person 14 years old or younger, and states the child must obtain a parent or guardian's express consent prior to engaging in any activity that will result in the collection or disclosure of personal information. Personal information is described as information that identifies the child or could identify the child. The revelations cast new light on how Facebook harvests and uses the extraordinary amount of data that it gathers on the Australian population to figure out what people are doing and thinking, for the main purpose of making money by selling the information to advertisers. The document claims that Facebook is not only able to detect sentiment, but it can also understand how emotions are communicated at different points during a young person's week. Anticipatory emotions are more likely to be expressed early in the week, while reflective emotions increase on the weekend, the document discloses. Monday through Thursday is about building confidence. The weekend is for broadcasting achievements. Extremely detailed information that is available to advertisers includes a young person's relationship status, location, number of Facebook friends they have, and how often they access the platform via mobile or desktop. Other moments in young people's lives Facebook is seeking to sell ads against are associated with looking good and body confidence and working out and losing weight. Facebook is also able to reap information on how users are representing emotions and communicating visually. For example, using image recognition tools, advertisers can see how people visually represent moments such as mealtimes on the company's platforms, including Instagram, the photo sharing site that Facebook owns. Because Facebook rolls out ad products on a regional and global basis, the company could be targeting young children around the world with these methods. In its statements to The Australian, Facebook refused to disclose if the practice exists elsewhere, and claims, "We care deeply about the people who use our services and understand the importance of ensuring their safety and well-being." The Facebook statement adds, "While the data on which this research is based was aggregated and presented consistent with an applicable privacy and legal protections, including the removal of any personally identifiable information, our internal process sets a standard higher than required by law. Facebook only permits research following a rigorous procedure of review whenever sensitive data, particularly data involving young people or their emotional behavior, is involved. This research does not appear to have followed this process. The engine that drives Facebook's opaque, unclear, hard-to-understand ad sales system is built on algorithms, a set of complex instructions that Facebook's engineers use to mine personal information about the preferences of a worldwide audience of 1.86 billion users.